President Obama has promised a tech surge to fix the problems with the online healthcare exchange. Time to enroll is shrinking for thousands of Wisconsin adults who will lose their Medicaid coverage in January. Governor Walker rejected federal money to expand Medicaid here. So in 2014, the state program will drop all adults living above the poverty level. Instead, his administration will refer them to the exchange. Claire Smith is a spokesperson for the State Department of Health Services. She told WUWM's Aaron Toner the state is taking steps to help people make the transition.
What we've decided to do is really work kind of at a more grassroots level, working with partner organizations like healthcare providers, pharmacies, public health departments, veterans organizations, places that they trust. And what we've been doing, we actually put together regional enrollment networks. So really dividing Wisconsin up into 12 different areas. So, you know, Milwaukee has been, you know, really active in creating its own enrollment strategy, as well as, you know, the Madison area and all the different areas of the state.
We know that it's been difficult for people to enroll because of problems with the website. And I should mention this is a federally run website. And so what happens if problems with that website persist and some people who will lose their Badger Care coverage in January have not been able to enroll in new coverage by that December 15th deadline in order for new coverage to start at the first of the year? What happens to those people then?
So, you know, we've really been talking, you know, with the federal government. You know, the president has been going out there, you know, yesterday and saying, you know, that they're working, you know, as quickly and as hard as possible on building capacity on the website and working on those technical issues, and also reiterating the other options that people have for applying. You can apply by mail with a paper application. You can apply over the phone. You know, there's folks in each community, the certified application counselors and the navigators who are there and able to help folks complete those applications. There's also, you know, a wide network of agents and brokers around the state that can also help with that.
Is Governor Walker's administration considering extending Badger Care eligibility for those people who are set to lose coverage, you know, to account for the delays and problems with enrollment in the Affordable Care Act exchange?
You know, I think we had kind of the key dates in there. And again, you know, we've really been listening to the president and our counterparts with the federal government, again, that they are continuing to work on those technical difficulties and, again, really reinforcing the other options that folks have to be able to complete that application and get that private health care coverage.
Claire Smith is spokesperson for the State Department of Health Services. She spoke with WUWM's Aaron Toner. While the state will eliminate thousands of adults from its Medicaid program, it will welcome 82,000 others living below the poverty line.